yard.
Yeah.
And they would buy somebody, they'd take turns buying a huge jar of peanut butter just to have in the break room for anybody that needs a little peanut butter, brain energy food, right?
Right. That's what I use it for. Works totally.
I know. Anyway, this certain physician would come in, open the jar, take his finger, and dig a big hunk of peanut butter out of the jar, put it in his mouth, and do it again. Double dipping with your finger in the peanut butter. Not cool.
No. And by the way, because I...
You can at least use a nail file.
Put a thin coat of jelly on the glob of peanut butter, along with a little butter, which is keto, and I use the same spoon. The butter dish, the peanut butter jar, and the jelly jar are so disgusting that nobody would even think. I know it's okay because it's my mess.
Right. You got a little mixing going on in there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to call, Sandy.
All right.
You have a good
Bye.
Day.
Thanks, say Sandy.
Say hi to the boss for me.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel, as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133. Or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Today's program is sponsored by Dairy Queen, Baskin-Robbins, Cold Stone Creamery, Mrs. Fields, and Cinnabon. Ruining New Year's resolutions and destroying willpower for dozens of years.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Pat O'Neill. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott making his state the first to decline refugees after President Trump's recent executive order telling governors to state a policy.
In his letter, Abbott writes that in the past decade, Texas has received more refugees than any other state, and that, combined with the number of illegal migrant border crossings, has stretched resources thin. He says they need to focus on utilizing resources on those already in state.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Trump sits down with Fox's Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle tonight for an exclusive interview.
Mr. President, we just learned that Nancy Pelosi has announced she's sending articles of impeachment next week to the Senate. What's your reaction?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent them a long time ago. It belittles the process.
The president says Pelosi will go down as our nation's least successful House Speaker. The entire interview tonight at 10 Eastern on Fox News. America is listening to Fox News.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear boy, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
5:06 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is the News You Can Use Hour. This is where I go through the pile that accumulates over the course of a week. and we can kick around odds and ends.
Right.
Ooh.
We also have Rich's updated forecast. And again, he will be, get his app. It's free. It's excellent. You'll get any watches or warnings that are issued tomorrow. As I've been watching him with this system for almost a full week. He's been concerned about it since the early models first came out. And given what happened in Wetumpka on January 19th of last year, mm-hmm. I hope we learned that we really need to pay attention to this one. That and the fact that my wife's sinuses are acting up, and that always happens in advance of...
And Papa John's chickens?
Papa John's chickens were... they were... What do you say they were?
They go in the house early.
Yeah, they go in the house and you can't get them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I cannot confirm at this point whether or not Hershey's been under my bed, which is where he goes when he knows bad weather is coming. And what's the other... and Larry Stevens. This may be the most significant. Larry Stevens and I are going to have dinner tomorrow.
You kind of know what happened last time, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's... So all of these things are coming together.
Take that dinner down south in maybe an unpopulated area. And that way the rest of us can feel...
Gone with Gordon? Really? Gone with Gordon?
I was thinking about flying a kite.
That's because you're crazy.
How many times have you been told in your life, go fly a kite, buddy?
I don't know, but once maybe.
For me. Just now, for me.
A couple of things that we discussed this morning. Oh, there's the I Survived World War III
chain. Love it. Oh, love it.
Yeah, getting some immediate reaction on that. Deceased Iranian General Salami surges into fourth place in the Democratic primary.
Yeah.
This new invention, this is like an outdoor Roomba.
I saw this, Greg. As someone who owns an 80-pound dog, yes. I'm down with this program.
It's a pooper scooper robot. Because as much as you love your dog, when you have a dog that really cranks them out, it's, especially in the summer.
Would you call it the Pumba?
The Pumba.
Yeah. I bet that thing's hard to clean.
Hey, as long as it's scooping, I don't care, man.
I still can't figure out what this dog had in its mouth. This is all stuff on my Facebook wall.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like a Thigh Master?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
A Kong toy, man.
Well, I
you hold on
tell
one
either.
End and they hold on the other?
No, because it hinges in the middle.
I thought that's funny. It's kind of funny. Don't feed Skittles to your dog. It's a picture of, looks like a shepherd with a rainbow coming out of its.
What are you, 9 years old and in fourth grade?
I'm sorry?
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
The one I saw said where Skittles come from.
This got a lot of social media play. You done messed up, Iran.
Yes, I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah. By the way, this is legitimately important. I got this from the National Weather Service in Birmingham. Just a reminder to keep your pets in mind if all hell gets ready to break loose tomorrow. Make sure you know where they are. Keep them in your safe space if it really starts raging outside. Don't take any chances. There's another website I'd love you guys to explore when you get time. It's called Stilton's Place. When Obama was president, it was called Hope and Change Cartoons, and it was the best dead-on satire of Obama and his bullcrap. And after Obama was mercifully gone, should have been 4 years, but 8 years later, he changed it to Stilton's Place, and he does great cartoons. Like today, it's a sequence of TV anchors. Democrats move forward with a War Powers Act to protect terrorists from Donald Trump. Next one, Nancy Pelosi promises to deliver articles of impeachment soon. Ukrainian passenger jet was likely shot down by Iran in oops moment. The majority of Americans now believe Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. All these troubling stories coming up, but first, here on the lighter side, Paul Krugman claims he isn't downloading child porn. How's that going for you, Paul? How come we hear that here? He goes on Twitter and says, somebody hacked me and they're downloading kiddie porn. I'm like, no.
Man.
No. You're going to have to sell that to some really gullible folks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, check out Stilton's Place online. You can sign up. They send out a fresh news harpoon or whatever you want to call it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I always look forward to seeing it. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is an incredible company that does great work for people who have gotten the thing that we don't even like to think can happen to us, but these things happen almost daily here and all over the southeastern United States. And that's the scope of their reach when it comes to helping people who are facing mobility issues, short-term, longer-term, or sometimes permanent. The idea being, from day one, people, that human spirit, that's what they work with. That's the most important part of the work they do at Gulf States Mobility, because people do not want to be dependent. It's not our nature to be that way. So they work with that so people can do as much for themselves as they can. Thanks to digital technologies, they've been able to equip cars called the VIMS, VIM Vehicle Fleet, at Gulf States. And they come with long-term loan arrangements, very friendly interest rates. So people who want to take back control of their schedule now can and drive as safely as anybody else on the road. These are miracles to the people that need them. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. We hope you never need to call them. But if you do, or you know somebody who might need them, their number is 514-6590. Please, when you have a moment, look them up on Facebook and like them. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Back in a moment. It's 513. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Happening this weekend, Munster's Trucks is scheduled to be at Garrett Coliseum Saturday and Sunday. We talked with officials from the event, and they say they are monitoring Saturday's weather, and as of now, the show is still set to happen. And as the state of Alabama braces for another round of severe weather, officials say the number one item that you need to have is a NOAA weather radio and an app on your smartphone to keep you weather alert, like the Alabama News Network weather app. Montgomery County EMA Director Christina Thornton says it's important to know your safe place in your home, like bathrooms or the center of your home, away from windows. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I know many of you have altered your plans tomorrow with our severe weather risk on the way. For tonight, no severe weather. We're expecting some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, overnight low temperature 64. A little windy tonight and tomorrow with a high tomorrow in the mid-70s. Severe weather is likely tomorrow. An enhanced risk. That's a pretty big deal. Level 3 out of 5. Damaging wind gusts over 70 miles per hour possible in some of the storms. Risk of tornadoes, of course, and even maybe a couple of strong tornadoes, not out of the question. I would say the prime time hours are any time from noon on through the early evening hours. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity. Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I thought I had something ready to go there, but I guess I didn't. Well, they're playing my song, folks.
You are an idiot!
Okay. Once again, it is... Did we get the track? Oh, we did. Okay. Request Friday, if there's something you would like us to play, we'll be happy to at least consider putting it on. And among other I Missed It news stories, at a consumer electronics show in Vegas, there's a group of researchers that set up a booth. They have identified cellular pathways in worms. Now, I have no idea what that means.
Cellular pathways?
In worms that could extend our lifespan to 500 years.
I don't want that.
Maybe no, I'm not any, no, I'm not in any hurry to terminate my current lifespan.
Right. I'm not looking to be Moses either.
No.
I feel like you, once you get to a certain age, you've lived your life and you're just ready to pack. Go on, you know? See what's next.
Not really die, just
you know what that age is, so I can be better prepared because I'm not ready now.
Nowhere near what you are. You look great. I mean, spring chicken, you know?
This Seth has been spending way too much time with
Joey.
Greg, you even got women emailing you.
Yes.
Including my mother.
Ooh, we'll be talking about this, Greg.
That's very flattering.
Hey. Susanna's mom's pretty cool, too. Went over there for Thanksgiving. And like, Susanna's mom was like, dude, she's great.
She is great.
She was great.
She's awesome. She's
so listening. Over the course of a week, and Rosie can testify to this, I accumulate stories that we, for whatever reason, we just don't get to. You always have to have more to talk about than you do. Tired of politics today. Shut the hell up. Watch Trump with Laura Ingraham. Did you notice when they played that clip... how casual. He's not the least bit concerned about this impeachment because he knows he's already won it.
Right.
He's already won it.
But he's so far ahead of where your negative press is. I don't know if I could handle, I know I couldn't handle the beatings that he gets every day from the press, but it's like duck off of waters or water off a duck's back to this guy. It's just, well, and I think he's used to it his whole life.
Nixon. People forget that Nixon carried 49 states in 1972, and 2 years later he was out of office because the media did the same thing to him. But you see, Nixon was naturally somewhat paranoid, and the more they railed at him, instead of standing up and say, hey, screw off, this you know shouldn't have happened, but it's not a big deal. Instead, he cut his inner circle down to a very small size and hid from all of it.
Yeah.
He was isolated, and that made him even more vulnerable because Democrats are ugly people, and they piled on and literally drove him out of office. Yet, if you talk to a rational historian, they will tell you that a lot of the progress has been made. You know, his initiation of détente with the Soviet Union ultimately led to the Soviet downfall.
That's exactly right.
But
he'll never get credit.
No, and what scares me is how they're going to treat this president in the history books because the left has control of the curriculum. And that's something,
scary, man.
After he's reelected, that's something that needs to be addressed. What's the point in teaching your kids right when they go to a school and the teachers tell kids, your parents got this all wrong? Mm-hmm. Socialism is a good thing. The government is your friend. It's not just your friend, it's your family.
Mm. Always listen to the government.
There is absolutely no reason on God's green earth why millennials should have a positive view of socialism. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Republican National Committee should run some ads and remind people that socialism was the economic program of the Nazi Party. And that's it. Just put the swastika on socialism where it belongs, because millions of people die when they're trying to implement. It's going on in Venezuela. You don't see the media covering that. They're just so sick.
Yeah, why aren't they down there on a regular basis? Instead, they're telling us how bad it is at our border. Well, you know, there's worse places in the world.
That's another thing. We should be grateful every day. We should be on our knees thanking God we live in America.
Oh, I agree with that. As somebody that's done a lot of traveling across the United States and the rest of the world, this is the best place in the world, guys. And if you don't believe me, take a quick tour around the world, and you'll find out in a hurry.
Yes. I have been to Europe, Canada. I haven't been to Mexico. really have never had an interest
in that. You know, unless you're hitting the beaches down there.
I've been to Miami, which at times...
Little Mexico?
Actually, it's more like... Miami went through a tough period because Jimmy Carter... And this is where humanitarian efforts can go bad.
Yeah.
Castro, anybody that could get out of Cuba and float to Miami was welcome.
That's right.
They became the best citizens in this country because they had lived under Castro. They knew what tyranny was. So they embraced America with everything they had. The people that Castro got rid of were burdens to his society.
Yeah,
mentally
prisoners.
Ill, drug dealers, all these bad people. And he let them go. We took them in and we paid an enormous price in South Florida in the early 80s.
Yeah, I watched a documentary, Cocaine Cowboys, about that in Florida in the 80s. And that was incredible. That's when it first started happening where people were shooting each other, like in strip malls, over a drug deal.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy, fighting over territory and that kind of thing.
It was bad. I remember once a couple of FBI guys that were closing in got murdered in a residential neighborhood.
Good Lord.
Right in broad daylight in the middle of the afternoon. And people were pissed. And of course, these were non-assimilating people. They wanted... We're just going to hang out here until Cuba's okay again.
And we're heading back. That's exactly right.
So we're just going to use the resources of this country until we can give it. And unfortunately for them, Castro lived a lot longer than they thought he would.
I think he lived a lot longer than anybody thought he would, man.
Yeah. 523, divorce is always tough, even under the best of circumstances. The key thing on either side of a divorce is to have good representation because... Under any circumstance, there's going to be life changes, things you need to focus on and prepare for, and having solid representation to make sure you exit a marriage with a livable arrangement where your parental rights have been secured. That's what you do. You turn it over to a team like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and let them handle it. Read the testimonials on their website at divorceformenalabama.com. These are passionate testimonies as to the difference that they made in navigating men through divorce situations. Although they don't limit their practice to men, it is what they specialize. Their number for a consultation is 819-4810. A consultation does not mean you have to get divorced, but sometimes in those conversations, getting things out that have been bottled up can make a difference. They can actually lead to solutions. But you need to know where you stand and what's at risk. And that's how you come out on the other side, ready to move on with your life in a livable condition. 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mom Nut, we'll get to you in just a bit. Don't go away. 524.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We had some disabled vehicles on 65 northbound that has started a slowdown that is still going on from the Northern Boulevard to about the Millbrook 143 exit. Be patient, you'll get through there. The interchange looking good downtown. I-85 northbound, a slowdown at Taylor Road to almost Chantilly Parkway. We've got that afternoon congestion on the East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way around to Vaughan Road. Highway 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville, busy this afternoon, as well as the Atlanta Highway. Use caution, drive carefully. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. Never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
All right, who can tell me what an aptronym is? An aptronym.
All right, so we're going for synonym would mean the same, and antonym would mean the opposite. So that would mean...
two apps that are alike but different.
Bang.
All right, an aptronym is a person's name that's perfectly suited for them.
Oh.
Usain Bolt being the fastest runner in the world is an antonym. Thomas Crapper, inventor of
the crapper.
And with one vowel, you could be Eddie Better.
I could be.
That would work.
Yeah, I could be.
Yeah, I'll change your name.
Better with Bader.
It's always better with Bader.
Always better with Bader,
always Bader. Better with Bader.
Is leaving a voicemail considered rude? We'll discuss, but Mumnut's been patiently waiting on the phone.
Hey, I may have heard wrong, but I think I want to extend my condolences to Funside Jane.
Yes. Horrible. Yeah. Just horrible.
It's always horrible when someone, you know. So, that's all I wanted to say. Y'all have a safe weekend.
You too. Right.
Thank you, Mumnut.
Yeah, and we mentioned that earlier. She and Alan, who have been our best buddies and part of our Baumhauer's group and everything else, announced shortly before Christmas that they were expecting their first child. Yeah. And her dad passed away. I think it was yesterday. I found out quite by accident. In fact, I had sent a text inviting them to dinner to celebrate their expectancy. And Alan's a busy guy. He's got his company, so when I didn't get a response, I didn't think anything of it. And then this morning, Jay mentioned that he had found out. I thought, oh my God, this year, this week has been
left and right, man.
And now
that's terrible.
Before the week ends, we have to go through tomorrow in this crazy weather that's headed our way, and we'll have riches. As a matter of fact, let me do this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And high voltage news is simply a reminder that the ingredients are in place for what could be a very severe weather situation tomorrow. Rich has been concerned about this for almost a week, and his concern over this approaching system has been growing on a daily basis. So just be weather aware. Get the Rich Thomas Weather app because you'll automatically get any watches or warnings that are posted. Just keep an eye on things, especially starting after 12 p.m. tomorrow. On the lighter side, I'm getting my hair trimmed at 8:30 because if my house ends up in Elmore County, I want my hair to look good.
Hey, well, that's very important. Because if your house ends up in Elmore County, there is going to be news coverage, and I'd like to see a good-looking Greg Budell.
I don't want to embarrass the company,
right?
Myself.
Just remember to wear clean drawers.
Very, very important.
Did your mother ever tell you that? There's here. I think I have something from today. Hold on. Or was that yesterday? This might be it. I dubbed it, but I don't think I played it because it's kind of creepy.
Celebrities are vowing to wear the same clothes to all the award shows as a way to promote sustainability of the planet. What a noble gesture.
But how can I, as a commoner non-celebrity, help?
Stop changing your underpants.
Come again?
Every time you change your underpants, you use up precious natural resources to keep your nether regions clean.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but nothing. Planet killer.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
3 weeks later.
Oh my God! What is that smell?
That's just the smell of the planet thriving, baby.
Ugh. Now you've got it. So if you want to be like Joaquin Phoenix and save the Earth by not changing your clothes, start with your underpants.
They've been stuck to me so long now, the only way to get them off is to burn them. But I know that would only cause harmful emissions. So I'm leaving these jockeys on forever.
The planet thanks you.
You can't make these people up. Yeah, the celebrities are going to wear the same clothes to the award ceremonies because it's going to save the planet.
I was under the impression that they only wore that stuff once. Like the person would make it for them. They would get it. They would wear it. They'd have to give it back.
Yeah, like Vanna. She wears a new dress.
Yeah.
Every time they play Wheel of Fortune.
Just got a note from my friend Marianne. Walmart pickup and parking lot full. Everybody's getting the bread, milk, water, and batteries.
Milk.
And
somebody
now
pick
this.
Me up some bread.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
A very bad accident on I-65 northbound just past Northern Boulevard. Traffic is backing up to the Alabama River Bridge. Also on the Northern Boulevard, advise folks to take a different route to Millbrook or Prattville.
Okay, thank you.
So it's I-65 northbound just past Northern Boulevard.
Might want to take 31 or the toll bridge.
I'm taking toll bridge home.
Yeah.
And for those of you who just got that news and you're already stuck in it, I'm sorry. I can only pass along what we already know. Maybe, you know, it'd be kind of cool to have a psychic traffic reporter.
Wouldn't
who
it?
Come out and say there's going to be an accident at this location in about 10 minutes. So don't go near
there. We could actually make that happen. We could put Seth behind the wheel and tell him, okay, psychic Seth, we need an accident at this place so we can sound really smart.
Yeah.
All it takes is a guy in a go-kart with a Santa hat.
That's
and
right.
No shirt.
Hey, wanted to mention Mr. Electric. By the way, if you want one of those, they can install those generating systems that guarantee you full power supply if your power goes out.
Those are great.
Yes. And it's worth looking at. Rich got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Electric can set you up with one. God forbid if we had another situation like Opal or Ivan where power was out for days at a time. you'll be in good shape. You don't have to buy gasoline or anything else. It's there and it's ready to go.
Those are super.
When you lose your power, ask Mr. Electric about that or any other installation or service issue. It's all certified master electricians at 245-1566 or MrElectric.com at 536.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bad accident on I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Traffic is backing up on 65 northbound towards the River Bridge, also on the Northern Boulevard. If you can take an alternate route, it would be advised to do that at this time. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to that accident as well. 85 northbound out of Montgomery, we've got a backup from just out of downtown all the way past Ann Street towards Perry Hill. Just slow traffic. We also have another slowdown on 85 northbound at Taylor Road. Eastern Boulevard, very congested, as well as Atlanta Highway this afternoon. Use caution and buckle up. We will keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. As the state of Alabama braces for another round of severe weather, officials say the number one item you need to have is a NOAA weather radio and an app on your smartphone to keep you weather alert, like the Alabama News Network weather app. Montgomery County EMA Director Christina Thornton says it's important to know your safe place in your home, like bathrooms or the center of your house, away from windows. And happening this weekend, Monster Trucks is scheduled to be at Garrett Coliseum tomorrow and Sunday. We talked with officials from the event. They say they are monitoring Saturday's weather, and as of now, the show is still set to happen. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I know many of you have altered your plans tomorrow with our severe weather risk on the way. For tonight, no severe weather. We're expecting some showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Overnight low temperature 64. A little windy tonight and tomorrow with a high tomorrow in the mid-70s. Severe weather is likely tomorrow. An enhanced risk. That's a pretty big deal. Level 3 out of 5. Damaging wind gusts over 70 miles per hour possible in some of the storms. Risk of tornadoes, of course, and even maybe a couple of strong tornadoes, not out of the question. I would say the prime time hours are any time from noon on through the early evening hours. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It will instantly alert you to a watch or warning for your location. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work, but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. Non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
5:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. When you listen to that, that's another one we haven't played in a long time.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Is there every person they describe in there as somebody you have worked with or
exactly.
seen.
Or someone we've been.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't recognize them, it's yourself.
I have never been...
Be careful.
...happier to be a radio host than I am today.
And you look good.
You look good doing it.
And you do look good.
Yeah.
Blue is your color.
It really is.
This is how sick the media is. Not me. Buddy of mine, he was a TV and radio columnist in South Florida for years. Great guy. And always wrote nice things about me, which you always appreciate.
Certainly.
And when I came here and Facebook happened, he and I reconnected. And he says, geez, you're going to have to turn in your media card if you're this conservative. And I said, please, don't ever... call me the media. I am not the media. Interesting enough, he was one of those rare writers who was as hardcore conservative as I am or mm-hmm. anybody else. Guy's name was Tom Jicka. We actually had him on the air once because he wrote a book about the top 100 TV shows of all time. Good book, too. Anyway, CNN's Erin Burnett says that based on her personal experience in Tehran, when they chant death to America, they don't really mean it.
Oh. Is something getting lost in interpretation?
Yeah. Death means life.
That's right. Based on her personal experience.
Yeah.
And the one person that in that clown show on the left that I think had some potential is Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. But she must be under tremendous pressure to toe the commie line because she has joined Mr. Buttigieg. Mm-hmm. In refusing to blame Iran for shooting down the passenger jet.
When evidence shows clearly.
Yes. So no, they cannot bring themselves to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know if they think this whole Trump economy is some kind of an illusion, but you better look at the numbers, because even with the wind in his face for 3 years, he's gotten so much done.
That's what I mean, man.
Everybody benefits. In a successful economy, wages are rising faster for workers than management for the first time in a long time. Because
he got to waving that magic wand. You know, Chrysler is bringing back a plant from Mexico back here.
You know which one I would love to see Trump get back? Hershey.
Ooh.
You know, that's...
Get Hershey chocolate back to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, where it needs to be.
They left because of the taxes.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of companies left. And the Democrats don't get it because none of them have ever owned or run a business.
That's exactly right. They have that sense of entitlement.
And then you got an aging old fart like Bernie Sanders who never once, he never had a full-time paycheck until he was mayor of Burlington, I think, at age 40.
He was mayor of
And he's running around saying the economy is not good. Wait till he gets a hold of it.
Yeah. And what about his wife? Isn't there still Hopefully some investigations going on with the money that she was kind of swindling in the college?
You know, socialists, and there's no better example, and here's the frightening thing. No Democrat has raised more money than AOC.
That killed me. But we were just talking. AOC, they're even complaining. Democrats are complaining. She's not paying her dues.
Well, if they have a rational bone left, and I think that's debatable at this point, if they have a rational bone left, they've got to know that if she becomes the face of the Democrats, they're done. Because
she's an idiot.
You have to be a complete simpleton to think. She was apparently not a very good
one. Not a good bartender, according to her wages.
If you're making $29,000 in New York.
Whoa.
Where your average beer is going to cost you $7.
Yeah. At least.
Come on.
You'd be a bad bartender.
I think that woman has gotten done the worst thing anybody in the public eye can do, and that's believe your press clippings.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. She's got somebody blowing smoke at her, man.
Yep. Yeah. She's getting Napoleon syndrome because she's tiny.
Nancy Pelosi certainly knows it. It'll be interesting to see, you know.
She's very threatened by her.
Very much.
And because I think Nancy's tried to put her in her place, which she should have.
Yeah.
And AOC kind of barked back, and I don't think Nancy's used to that.
Well, that's true. And the thing is, that's why she's sending the impeachment articles over to shut those.
That's exactly right.
The Tlaibs and the rest of those.
Mm-hmm.
And Ilhan Omar, who just, she makes me sick.
Well, you know, ever since her and her brother got a divorce, she hasn't been the same.
Yeah. When is that going to start? When is that going to work its way into mainstream conversation? Something that's become a mainstream solution for people are CBD products.
Yes.
And your CBD store carries a great line. Do not buy CBD products at gas stations.
Thank you.
Please.
Gosh.
But, Greg, they have a sign that says CBD.
Yeah. If you want to know why, go to your CBD store and talk to either Marissa or Lori, and they'll explain why you shouldn't do that. They carry the SunMed product line, which is top-notch. This is the real deal, and these products can help humans and animals in any number of different ways. The oil tinctures, couple of drops under the tongue, helps me get a nap, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't wake up, it's not like you're coming out of a stupor like you would if you took a prescription. I can't do that.
Can't shake
the
it
day.
Off.
I got to come back here and be on high alert for 3 hours or at least close to it. Vegan. I couldn't do that if I was taking like a Xanax or even an over the counter sleeping pill.
You wouldn't
10
shake
in the
it
morning.
Off. Oh, yeah. Well, Suzanne and I went there last weekend because we have this 80-pound dog that we actually love, but, you know, she's a bit spastic. Mm-hmm. And she has that syndrome when we leave, she, you know, has a fit.
So separation anxiety.
Yes. They gave us some CBD drops, and we started putting that on her treats. It's like the world of difference.
Yeah.
World of difference.
They work. I mentioned that we gave CBD treats to Briscoe because he was hobbling around on three legs. We knew it wasn't broken, but he obviously couldn't put any weight on it. But a dog is not going to heal if they're
That's
active.
Right.
So we gave him the CBD treats. He slept, and within 2 days, it was like nothing happened.
That's great.
So they work for people. They work for pets. And all the information you need on how to use them and make them a part of your life is available with those two amazing women at your CBD store. Easy to find on Mini Brown Parkway. Go south at the Bojangles off Chantilly, make your first left, your first right, and you are there at your CBD store. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 6.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. doctors. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Orchard Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And welcome to 2020 and welcome down here to the river and join us for some good eating, some good times, some good music. Let me get right to the music. We're going to send off Skylar Softly in the 99th degree down here Sunday afternoon. We're going to send them up to Memphis. They're on their way to the International Blues Challenge. All right, they're winners of the local challenge up in Birmingham. We're going to send them off with some good times. So come down here and join us Sunday at 5 o'clock and check out all the good times. Meet Skylar here. Some killer blues and bring in 2020 eating some good seafood. We also cook up a killer ribeye. My man in the kitchen gets tired of me talking about it. He says too many people eating all them ribeyes, but he's good on the grill, good on that ribeye. And come on down here, we also got that fresh amberjack, getting some snapper and grouper, some yellowfin tuna in, swordfish. We'll get a little something you like and shucking those fresh oysters, man. You got a professional oyster shucker right here, shucking them good and clean for you. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We've been missing you.
During January, we celebrate Man Watchers Week. So grab your binoculars and check this out.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a pretty bad accident on 65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Traffic is backed up across the Alabama River Bridge. In the next few minutes, it's going to start affecting the interchange. If you're on 85 southbound expecting to go 65 northbound, bail right now and use an alternate route. Trying to save you some grief, you're going to be sitting in traffic for a while. Northern Boulevard is also backing up, trying to merge northbound on 65. Elsewhere, 85 northbound out of town, we have a backup between Taylor Road and Chantilly. Just high volume of traffic there. Also, East Boulevard, very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway. Use caution wherever you are and buckle up. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Hey. A cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, ah.
let's recap, shall we? Tomorrow, in case you haven't heard, we are likely to experience severe weather sometime between noon and likely before 4 in the afternoon, the way things stand. We want to thank Rich Thomas for doing a special live segment with us earlier today. And I also want to thank Brett McDonald for catching up with us early in the show so we could get the latest from him. And at 5:56, this is something we didn't really get to discuss it much this morning, but there are always societal changes and things that used to be cool. In fact, we embrace them because, wow, I can leave a voicemail message now so somebody knows I called and what I called for. In fact, for a while, if you were insecure like I was, if I didn't see the red light flickering on my answering machine, and that meant nobody called, I was a sad pup. Now they're saying that leaving a voicemail is rude.
I agree.
Okay, it's rude nowadays because we know you called because it's on your phone. It says missed call.
Right.
Caller ID is not an issue.
But know? I would rather you text me than leave a voicemail.
Well, true. On the other hand, there are certain pieces of news you don't want to text to
somebody. That's very true.
I've had that happen a couple of times.
Yep.
My problem is when I text people, it comes out wrong. Like, it's right in my head, but then when the normal person reads it, it comes out crazy.
Yeah. Text shows no emotion. That's the thing. You're always thinking, well, you can read a statement and then say, okay, well, did he mean it like this?
Yeah.
Or was he kind of being a jerk?
All caps.
What happened. Yeah, all caps.
Where's the exclamation point? How do I know you meant what you said?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's interesting. And Seth, that's a very unusual little condition you have there.
It's terrible, man.
Send it one way and it
comes out another.
Well, have you ever gone back and look at a text you sent and said,
yes.
Why? They're not going to know what I meant when I said that because you don't have the voice inflection.
You're right. True. A lot of times I'll go back and I'll retext that, hey, I'm sorry, I was driving and texting. This is why this sounded so bad.
And he says, please text me. And I say, no, period.
That's
sad. Before we head out to, well, we hope to enjoy the weekend. We'll see what happens with the weather tomorrow. A good word for our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, the Turner family.
Great folks.
They are. And, you know, that's a business, as much as it is brick and mortar, is founded on Donnie Turner's principles.
Yep.
And that is, I will never shortchange. He's got a conscience. And they have stuck to their original commitment to make sure that whenever they get a car to fix, they do every single step that's required to do it right, that the customer will never be shortchanged. And that reputation has not only built Montgomery Paint and Body into the best in the local business on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, they become the example that major insurance companies use to say, this is the template for how we want it done. It's not that complicated. We hope you never need them because that means you've had an accident. But at the end of all the hassle that goes with it, you get a car back that really does look as good as new, maybe better. Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.